CISA are the local hero folks, Phil Corman, the head of CISA. And I've often said this on the air, and I don't want my company to take me up on this. If I could be paid things apart from money, the two things would be coffee and maple syrup. And I am afraid this year, with the fact that we have not had winter, that we are not going to have maple syrup. Local hero Joe Boisford from North Hadley Sugar Shack, are we going to have maple syrup this year?
Oh, we're definitely going to have maple syrup this year. There's no doubt about it. I know the winter's been a little bit different, but we're tapping trees already, and we're open, and we'll be boiling sap real soon.
Is this much earlier than you're usually tapping trees?
We're about a week to 10 days earlier, but it's not out of the average. We've made maple syrup before on Valentine's Day in the past, so I think we're going
to
be okay.
Now, what needs to happen to make maple syrup happen? There's a combination of weather elements that makes for the ideal conditions, right?
Yeah, definitely there is. It's very important to have freezing nights and warm days. Warm days in the, you know, low 40s to mid 40s and a cold freeze at night, 20, 25. And what that does, it builds a pressure in the trees and gets the sap very active.
The North Hadley Sugar Shack, in my opinion, is one of the preeminent sugar shacks in the Pioneer Valley.
In the world.
Yeah. This is family run for a long time.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, my brother John and I started maple sugar about 25 years ago, and we're going on our 17th season at the North Hadley Sugar Shack.
They started in the driveway.
With one lonely tree in a driveway.
That's correct. Yeah, a couple taps in my parents' backyard and a round pot on an open fire.
These guys now are willing to share it because they're now selling home kits.
Is it worth, like, I have a maple tree in my backyard. Is it worth me trying to tap that one tree?
You know, if you have a couple trees and each tree could, support a couple taps, you know, from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, you might end up making about a quart of finished syrup per tap. Generally, if it's about 12 to 18 inches in diameter, that'll support one tap. And as the tree gets bigger from there, we can put multiple taps on it. But we've learned over the years that any more than three taps, even on the largest trees, we don't see a significant increase in volume of sap. So three is about the maximum rule of thumb.
The sap comes out of the tree. People like to mythologize that it's going to come out this golden or maybe this really dark brown color, but that is not...
Just put your mouth up to it. Bring the pancakes over to the tree.
Yeah, I mean... sap comes out of the trees 98% water. It looks just like water, only about 2% natural sugar. And when we harvest the sap, then we must boil off all that excess water, so we're left with a heavier concentration of sugar that naturally turns that golden brown color.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are familiar with the grades. There's grade A and grade B. What makes a syrup a grade A or a grade B?
Yeah, there's actually four grades of maple syrup: grade A, light amber, medium amber, and dark amber, and then grade B. And general rule of thumb is at the beginning of the season, we make a very light colored syrup with a very mild maple flavor to it. As the season goes on, you know, it takes more gallons of sap to produce a gallon of syrup. Therefore, a little bit longer on the evaporator, we get a slightly darker colored syrup, which also, as the daytime temperatures warm up and the trees are going through their change, we end up making a slightly darker colored syrup, which also comes with a more robust maple flavor to it. So it's nothing we do as a producer. It's really up to what Mother Nature gives us for weather conditions.
The grade A is the first then, right? The first growth. So we're talking like Beaujolais Nouveau. So it's really
have to translate it into wine.
Yeah,
Vermont-y
I can understand it a little bit better. Is it more expensive, the grade A? Because I actually prefer like the really darker ones, and it seems to me that I can get the grade B for cheaper. And it's darker and better tasting. Is that,
you know, years ago it used to hold a higher price, the grade A, and it's kind of like the first strawberries of the season, the first sweet corn of the season. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets excited about it, including myself. But I'm just like you. I would rather have the darker syrup with the more robust maple flavor to it. Now the industry has really come to a one level price for the light, medium, and dark, even the B grade, because the industry has changed. People are realizing that, you know what, that dark amber is just as good as that light amber.
And probably takes longer to make, though,
it does.
Right?
It takes us longer to produce, more energy, more work, and everything.
And it tastes better, so it's like Beaujolais Nouveau, again, because Beaujolais Nouveau is kind of terrible.
When you buy in quantity, the price goes down, because there's less packaging that goes on. So you can put a gallon of maple syrup in the back of your refrigerator and have it there for a really, really long time.
How long is a really long time, Joe Boisford from the North Hadley Sugar Shack. Am I in danger if I bought one a year ago that's no longer good?
No, not at all. We tell everybody, once we hot pack our maple syrup in a container, it has a shelf life before it's open for a minimum of a year, year and a half. Once that seal has been broken, it must be refrigerated at that point, but it lasts almost indefinitely. It's just sugar. There's nothing in there that really could, you know, go wrong with it.
And now I have a good friend who lives in this area that claims that if it is an older vintage of maple syrup, that it's not as good as the new stuff. The new stuff is where it's at, and how dare anybody serve anything that's from an older vintage, especially at a sugar shack. Is there any truth to that? Or
being a maple connoisseur that I am, I've tried syrup as old as 5 years old that had been around, and very hard time even for myself to decipher if this was 5 years old or just produced.
But one number that always sticks in my mind is the 40-to-1 ratio. If you wanted to make a gallon of maple syrup, you need 40 gallons of sap. One way that we've tried to address it that's great is through a reverse osmosis process.
Yeah, reverse osmosis is pumping sap at a high pressure through a special membrane, and it actually squeezes out the water and leaves the sugar molecules behind. So essentially what we do is we cut down our boiling time by making sweeter sap before we boil. So let's say the sap comes out of the trees at 2%. When I'm at home sleeping at night, we can be running these machines, and what it'll be doing is sweetening that sap up to maybe like a 10% concentrate. Come in the next morning, start the fire in the evaporator, and voila, we're making syrup much more efficiently and burning less wood, and it cuts down the time and energy.
And it doesn't affect the taste, and it's not like adding some weird...
No, you're just taking the water out and leaving the sugar behind before you start the boiling process.
So you can revolutionize the process. Better living through technology, as they say.
That's correct.
From Joe Boisford in the North Hadley Sugar Shack.
And the last thing to say is this season is short, and it will probably be done by the end of March. Now's the time. Now's the season. This is New England. This is what we do.
Joe Boisford from the North Hadley Sugar Shack and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.